This is the Atlanta Falcons 2026 season preview, and it opens hours after the 2025 finale, because that's when the franchise detonated itself. Head coach Raheem Morris and general manager Terry Fontenot fired the same day the season ended. What got built in the rubble is the most interesting front office experiment in football. Matt Ryan installed as president of football operations, Kevin Stefanski hired as head coach 2 weeks after Cleveland fired him, a new general manager poached from Chicago. And crucially, one thing deliberately not changed. Jeff Ulbrich, retained as defensive coordinator on a new 3-year deal. The market's response to all this renovation, the longest division odds in the NFC South, plus 425, below a 6-win Saints team. This episode is about why, and the answer is one partially torn ACL and the bridge quarterback standing next to it. What was real? An 8-9 team with the division's most valuable individual pieces. Start with the defense, because it's the part that carries 15th in expected points allowed, with 57 sacks, second most in football, behind only Denver, and 22 takeaways, 7th. The offense finished 24th in efficiency, and the shape of it matters more than the rank. 8th in rushing yards per game at 126, but 22nd in rush efficiency per carry, volume without teeth. And a third-down offense that converted 34%, 30th in football. The pieces, though. Bijan Robinson led the entire NFL in scrimmage yards with 2,398, 170 more than Christian McCaffrey in second, ran for 1,478, fourth in football, caught 79 passes, and authored the longest run in the league last season, a 93-yard touchdown. Kyle Pitts finally became the thing the draft slot promised, a team-leading 88 catches, second most of any tight end in football, behind only Trey McBride, for 928 yards. Drake London put up 68 for 919 and 7 scores in just 12 games. And the quarterback file split in two. Michael Penix started 9 games before the knee, more on that file later. And Kirk Cousins started the other 8, including the season-closing 4-game win streak. Two quarterbacks, 24th in efficiency, and the best skill trio in the division. That's the inheritance Stefanski walked into. What was luck? Mercifully little, this is the division's cleanest ledger. Point differential says Atlanta played like a 7.2 win team and banked 8. A rounding error, not a flag. The one score record was 5-5, perfectly neutral. The turnover margin, +5 and 8th in football, is the only number that historically drifts backward and modestly. So the 2025 season parses simply a 3-2 start, a 1-7 collapse through the middle, most of it the injury and the quarterback churn, and a 4-0 December into January finish under Cousins. The rules neither tax nor refund any of it. Which means the 2026 projection is unusually pure. This team gets better or worse based on what's real, not on what bounces back. In a division where every rival's price is an argument about luck, Atlanta's price is an argument about a medical file. The identity, charting data via NFLverse, is really two identities, one kept and one imported. The kept one. Ulbrich's defense blitzed at the second highest rate in football, played cover one at the 7th highest rate, and bought a pressure rate of 11th with all that aggression. The 57 sacks are partly manufactured, and our blitz economics say manufactured pressure taxes your coverage. The scheme, the coordinator, and the front stay together, which is the strongest continuity signal our data recognizes. But two cautions ride along. Defense is the least sticky unit in football, carrying barely a quarter of its year-over-year signal, and a blitz-built sack total is the most regression-prone kind. The imported identity is the fascinating one. Atlanta already ran the heaviest personnel diet in the league, multiple tight ends or backs on 56% of snaps, the highest rate in football, with the 4th lowest pass rate over expected, and then hired a head coach whose Cleveland offenses were built on exactly those heavy shells. Here's the wrinkle our league-wide numbers add. Passing from 13 personnel was the most efficient play in football last season, +0.14 expected points per snap, while running from 12 was actually worse than running from 11. The heavy identity is only smart if you throw out of it. Stefanski's Cleveland offenses did. Zach Robinson's Atlanta offense mostly didn't. Same shells, different answer. That's the swing. What changed is everything above the field. The regime, Morris and Fontenot out January 4th, Matt Ryan named president of football on the 10th, Stefanski hired the 17th, Tommy Rees, his old Browns coordinator, as OC on the 21st, Ian Cunningham from Chicago as GM on the 29th, and Zach Robinson now calls plays for division rival Tampa Bay. The quarterback ledger, Cousins restructured in January, released with a post-June 1 designation in March, $22.5 million in dead money this year, and signed with the Raiders. Tua Tagovailoa signed a one-year deal at $1.3 million, pennies because Miami ate the money, as the bridge while Penix rehabs. The paid, London extended through 2030, reported at $141 million with 100 guaranteed, and Pitts franchise tagged, then extended 3 years, $54 million. The gone, linebacker Caden Ellis to New Orleans, Tyler Allgeier, who led the team with 8 rushing touchdowns, one more than Bijan, to Arizona, David Onyemata to the Jets. The draft had no first rounder. That pick went out in the 2025 trade-up for James Pierce. So it opened with Clemson corner Avion Terrell at 48, AJ's younger brother, and Georgia slot receiver Zachariah Branch at 79. And the file that has to be handled straight. Pierce, last year's first rounder, was arrested in February on 5 felony charges, including aggravated battery and aggravated stalking. He maintains his innocence. The league is reviewing under the conduct policy, and there's no resolution as of early July. Charges are charges, not convictions. But the club's own edge room shopping spree this spring tells you how they're planning around the uncertainty. So the 2026 question is Michael Penix, and his 9-start file is the strangest quarterback evidence in the division. The good half is genuinely good, 14th in adjusted net yards per attempt, ahead of Mayfield, ahead of every quarterback in this division, 10th in efficiency on early downs, and the second lowest interception rate among the 36 qualifiers. The bad half is genuinely alarming, 33rd of 36 in completion percentage over expected, and the second widest gap in football between his stable situation and volatile situation efficiency. When the play broke, he broke with it. Efficient outcomes, inaccurate process, small sample, 276 attempts. That's a file you can read as a young quarterback whose structure-friendly game will compound under the league's premier structure coach, or as a passer whose results ran ahead of his accuracy and whose reckoning arrives with the second contract decision. And the honest bridge scenario has to be said out loud. Tua has taken the starter reps all spring while Penix works 7-on-7s. The club says there's no competition until both are healthy, and if the knee isn't right in September, this becomes a Tua team. Fastest release in football's top 3, and a matching structure-dependent file. Either way, Atlanta's season runs through a quarterback whose best trait is the system around him. The system just got a lot better. Fantasy names to know, scored half PPR. Bijan at RB2, pick 2, needs no argument. The most scrimmage yards in football and third among backs in points per game. The only question in the building is whether the new staff's run-heavy history adds goal line work that went to Allgeier last year. London at WR7, pick 18, is paid like a WR1 and targeted like 1, 7 scores in 12 games. Pitts at TE7, pick 79, is the interesting one. 88 catches and a top 6 points per game finish, priced below his production because the market's been burned 4 times. But Stefanski's offenses feed tight ends, and Pitts just got paid, not benched. Brian Robinson at RB52 is the early down handcuff. Branch at WR75, Tua at QB31, and Penix at QB34 are all camp news picks. The two quarterbacks are effectively one roster spot whose owner gets decided in August. Jahan Dotson at WR110 is a name to know, not draft. The verdict. Plus 425, last in the division. For a team whose 8-9 was earned, whose defense kept its architect, and whose skill talent is the best in the South, is a price about one ligament. That's not irrational. No team in this division has a wider gap between its healthy quarterback ceiling and its bridge quarterback floor. Our range is 7-9 wins, with the entire distribution hanging on a July 29th training camp clearance. If Penix is right, or if Tua's structure game clicks under Stefanski, the longest odds in the division are the best value in it. The market priced the quarterback room. The roster around it is priced at zero. Follow the Atlanta Falcons feed for the weekly show, every game, every number, all season. This was the Muffed 2026 Falcons preview, every number verified.